Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America. What a night. What a rainy, wet, crazy night. So yesterday around this time, it was still nice and warm. And then I leave for the studios here today, and it's already in the 40s, dropping lower, and we may even see some freezing on the roads. Traffic was really heavy driving in. Normally, the interstate's not so bad, but people were taking it easy, driving a little bit slower. It made traffic a little heavier. You just had to be more deliberate and careful of where you're going. Visibility was down a little, so you had to be careful. Earlier today, I had the honor to be able to participate in one of Johnny Rabbit's great presentations at the Missouri History Museum right there in Forest Park. It was an awesome honor. And there's two things I want to bring up at the very start of the show here, and I think producer Mike Anderson will enjoy this. I talked to a couple of people afterwards, so if you haven't been to one of these presentations, what are you waiting for? But if you have, you kind of know the idea. So Johnny Rabbit presents something, or today's topic was television and radio and movies in St. Louis. It was like so he talked about some of the radio personalities. He showed a lot of great photos and a lot of great memories, played some audio, some sites from around the area where radio played a big part or maybe where they were located. And then he brought up what I think is a really cool idea. What about some of the movies that were here? We are movie geeks. Tom Stockman was there, and he looked at the top 10 movies in St. Louis, whether it be movies that were filmed here and meant to depict life in St. Louis, movies that were maybe filmed here but weren't depicting St. Louis, and then there were movies that were depicting St. Louis but weren't filmed here. You know, so he kind of had the full gambit, and I learned a lot from that. There was some acting, which was really cool, live theater. And afterwards, I was on a panel, including Harry Hamm here from KMOX, talking about our experiences. And I talked about my love of history when it comes to different places in St. Louis. In fact, I love learning different things, and I love the historical aspect of everything that goes on here. So I learned a lot today. So afterwards, the panel discussion's over, and I leave the stage. And I start talking to some of the people that were there that were wanting to wait around and talk to the people that were participating inside this presentation. And there's a few people, you know, they come up and they say, oh, I listened to the show. I think it's great. Oh, I listened to the show. I think it's great. You know, and there was a lot of compliments, and it really warmed my heart. Then I talked to a couple of people back to back. This is exactly how it went. Went down and talked to one person and said, oh, I love how you start the show when you go, oh, Overnight America. And I was like, oh, neat. You know, I was told I'm supposed to experiment. I'm trying to find the right thing. I think, I don't know what inspired me to do that, but you know, I started talking about that. Very next person I talked to, hate the show open. You got to drop the Overnight America. Don't do it anymore, I was told. And they prefaced it very nicely. They said, I like 99% of the things you say, but that start of the show with the overnight, ugh, don't like it. What do you think? I mean, I like the show the way it starts that way. I'm pretty sure producer Mike Anderson doesn't want me to change it. In fact, every time I look over at him, he wants me to stretch it out. I've got it up to about 40 seconds. I maybe need to get like a vocal coach so I can get better at performing that Overnight America. That way I can stretch it out even further. Or in fact, maybe I can throw my voice and I can speak while I'm doing that. With the modern technology that surrounds radio, I think we can make that happen, or not. So I just want to say, anyone that made it out to the presentation earlier today, it was very fun. Johnny Rabbit does an excellent job with them. I always have enjoyed myself at any presentation I've been to, and I learned a lot today, including I need to find a screen printer here in St. Louis that I can get a shirt printed off. So they were showing, I forgot what the personality's name was, and it's a shame because I don't want to tell you how I remember him, but basically he was a big dude. I can't remember his name. He died at an early age of a heart attack, they mentioned, but he was part of the St. Louis Hops. So he had this shirt on. It said on the top of the shirt, St. Louis, and on the bottom it said hop. So like, you know, the record hops where the kids and the teens or whatever would get together and there'd be a live DJ playing the records and spinning the records and the kids would be dancing or whatever. So he had a shirt that said St. Louis hop. And I thought, well, I want to recreate that shirt. If anyone has seen that before, let me know. Or if you have any recommendations of a screen printer in town, email me, ryan.recker@kmox.com. I'd love to recreate that shirt. And I'm not talking about, I don't want to actually like go out and sell these things. I just want to literally print one for myself. I just want one for myself that I can wear around the studio when I'm allowed to wear it, which is basically Sundays when no one sees me, or holidays. I could have wore it yesterday during President's Day. I had a chance to talk to some other people after the show. A lot of great things. I tell you, it does really warm my heart that there are people that do listen to this program. They go out and do things in the community. They like the history of St. Louis. They look at the positives. And it was just encouraging. It was fun. So I hope I get more opportunities like that in the future where we get to get together, bump elbows, talk about different things. One of the other things that people were telling me, this was a common theme. They say they like my approach on the show. It's weird because confrontational radio is popular because if you get people riled up, you can get them engaged in radio a lot easier. So if you bring on someone and you argue, kind of like what they do on the major news networks, that's kind of getting people to watch longer. And it's a good technique. It's like a strategy that broadcasters use. But I honestly, when I approach this show, I have a honest curiosity about the different topics. I want to know what other people believe. I want to know why they believe it. And if I honestly believe the things I believe, I'm either able to defend what I believe or I can adapt my viewpoint. And that's always how I approach this show. You know, I encourage people that disagree with me to call in so we can discuss these things. And then we can actually have a conversation about it. Unfortunately, not everyone wants to do that sort of thing. Not everyone likes that sort of radio. But when I was at the Missouri History Museum earlier today, I found there were a lot more people that liked that style of programming. And I was great. I thought, this is wonderful. This is good. Because it's so, I don't want to say divisive. It's so toxic the way political discussions are led anymore. It's toxic. And there's no solutions. It's just a bunch of fussing and a feuding. So I hope we can get past that. I don't want to say I'm, you know, any different because I still have all of my opinions. I just feel like I try to approach it in a lot more respectful way. And I just wish more people would. So maybe that's why I'm trying to lead that way. I don't know. I hope you guys appreciate that because the people I talk to today do. You know, coming up next, maybe I'll talk more about this in a little bit. I do want to talk about the St. Louis Police Candy Program. I think this is ridiculous that there was pressure to try to stop this. I think it's absolutely stupid and ridiculous. So I'm going to take your calls on that. But first, I want to talk to Chris Raby, who's down in Florida following the Cardinals. They're getting ready for their first spring warm-up game. Man, I can't believe it's this Friday already. Spring training going on. Chris Raby, I want to know about some of the things they're talking about in Florida. You know that they're practicing just hour away or so from where the tragic school shooting was last week. How does that affect the players and the talks that are there? Because it's impossible not to when it's so close to you. So let's get to Chris Raby from Florida coming up next in Overnight America, KMOX.
Keeping you up and making you think. This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Joining us from Florida, Chris Raby. Always interested in hearing what the Cardinals are up to. We're getting close to that first preseason game. You got to be pretty excited by now.
Yeah, man. You know, it's spring training is interesting, Ryan, because there is so much anticipation from literally when the season ends. And unfortunately for the Cardinals, the season has ended without playoffs the last couple of years. But then I feel like baseball, aside from any other sport, spring training is such a big part of what fans look forward to and pay attention to. And, you know, we start games on Friday, so then we'll have games for a month leading up to that first regular season game in New York. So everyone's excited, and I think you're excited about finally seeing a team in a different uniform across from you on the field.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking at? What are some of the storylines you've been following up till now?
Well, one of the big ones continued today, and that is Alex Reyes, who's a top prospect for the Cardinals, right-handed pitcher, a guy who has had a lot of excitement around him ever since he's been in the system. And 2 years ago, in 2016, he came up with a lot of fanfare and was really, really, really good for the Cardinals. He was great out of the bullpen. He was great as a starter and was a big part of the reason that they were in the playoff race until the last day, literally the last day of the 2016 season. So we come to spring training last year, and everyone's super excited. He was one of the favorites for the National League Rookie of the Year. People were just really pumped about what he was going to do after an incredible first couple of months in the big leagues. And then we find out last year, literally the first day of spring training, that he's going to have Tommy John surgery. So he misses the whole year because of this tear in his elbow that had been there for quite some time. And, he pitched through it for a while, but just at some point during the offseason after the 2016 season, it was too much, and he had to have Tommy John. So he missed all of last year. He was with the big league club in St. Louis doing his rehab and his work and everything and got into incredible shape. And today, actually, he threw his third bullpen of the spring, which was a big deal because he threw a bunch of breaking balls, a bunch of curveballs, which is a big deal for a guy coming back from reconstructive elbow surgery. So I talked to him today, sat down with him for a while, and I think that, he is a guy who fans can be really excited about because, not only is he a big part of the present, but he's a big part of the future. So he's just now like a year and like a couple of days removed from that actual surgery last year, and a moment really that I think sucked the life out of a lot of fans last year because they were so excited about his potential, and then all of a sudden he missed an entire season. So all signs are good. It's been full steam ahead for him. He is on track and has been progressing very, very nicely. So that was another big step for him today. So that's been one of the big stories that I've been following. And just as a shameless plug, if you want to hear my full conversation with him from earlier today, you can go to KMOX.com. But I know people should just be really excited because he's a guy who this year, honestly, could be just because of the way Major League Baseball does things, like the inning qualifications, he could be a candidate this year for both Rookie of the Year and potentially Comeback Player of the Year.
What a perfect storm that would be for him.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a great storyline to follow. So I also read, too, on KMOX.com, and I have been following up and listening to some of your great interviews that you've been posting on KMOX.com.
You're a smart man. Thank you.
And on social media, too, with KMOX Sports. But the one of the stories I read, too, the news story is how they're going to it looks like the Cardinals are going to be part of the teams that honor the school shooting that happened not too far away from where you are.
Yeah.
So they're going to be putting the logo of the high school on their hats, I believe?
Yeah, and Miami obviously will be doing that as well. This weekend, they'll play on Friday, actually, the first game. And, it's crazy because we're not that far from that school. And, there are a lot of guys here in Cardinals camp and in the area who are from the Florida area. Mm-hmm. Who know people from that area. Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs actually went to that high school. So it's horrible, man. And I don't want to make this into anything political, but it's hard not to think politics down here because over the last couple of years that I've been here, Mar-a-Lago is a couple of miles away and Trump National Golf Club is probably 2 minutes away from where I'm sitting right now. Donald Trump, and when he comes into town, is a big part of this area. And I know that gun control and the gun control debate has been a big part of the conversation over the last week or so. And the baseball players have been asked about it. Mm-hmm. And while a lot of them maybe don't want to make it a political thing, I think the one thing that everyone can agree on is that there is a reason that at least 20 teams, according to the Miami Herald, are going to pay some sort of tribute to the victims from the Stoneman Douglas Massacre.
Okay.
I know the Cardinals, according to the Miami Herald, are also considering maybe a patch or doing something similar to what the Marlins are doing outside of the hat. And it's just, it's something that is ever present down here. And it's a question that's going to be continued to be asked of these guys. And I give the players a lot of credit because, you know, they continue to answer the questions, and the guys that have connections to this area, it's been really, really tough for them. But, you know, they will be a part of it. A lot of the teams, it seems like about 2/3 of the teams as of right now in baseball, are going to be a part of this tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty cool.
You know, this is totally unrelated, mostly because I'm still bummed out by all of it, and I don't want to end this on a downer. So I know that sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds are very popular in the dugout. Do any players use Big League Chew?
Who uses pumpkin seeds?
Don't you see pumpkin seeds?
Hang on. I need to immediately draw a line, because right now I think you are just, you're way off base. Nobody chews pumpkin seeds. Sunflower seeds, yes.
But no pumpkin seeds? I always thought pumpkin seeds were better than sunflower seeds.
Did I see you tweet earlier today asking people if popcorn is a vegetable?
Yes. I mean, if you think of it, corn's a vegetable, so would popcorn still count?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. My wife and I were debating it because we had corn for dinner as part of our meal.
And you think popcorn is a vegetable?
Yes. I'm going to count popcorn as a vegetable because it's from corn. Corn's a vegetable.
Your kid is going to be so unhealthy if you're feeding him popcorn as a vegetable.
Yeah, as well, it's like my parents always said, pizza counts as a vegetable too because of what goes into it. So
your parents said pizza was a vegetable. See, this is making a lot of sense now. I wish I would have grown up in your household.
Oh, it was great. What about, but I want to know about Big League Chew. Do you ever see that in the dugout?
You know, it's funny. Actually, you see a lot of guys chewing gum, and outside of the actual brand of Big League Chew, baseball has really made a push to try to cut down, or I don't think they could ever eliminate the use of tobacco and smokeless tobacco in the game. However, it's really interesting around spring training, Ryan, to see some of the products that come into camp. Mm-hmm. And not just sunflower seeds and bubble gum like guys have always used, but over the last couple of years, there is a specific brand or type of, I don't want to say chew because it's not chew, but they are literally pouches of coffee grinds that they have zero tobacco in them. They're completely tobacco free. And I say this because I don't mean to give a free plug, but I have used them and they're delicious. And they are essentially in the form of like the tobacco pouches that some players use. And they're in the little round can that some players use. I feel like I showed you one of these in the studio one night, and they are, coffee grinds, and they have caffeine in them, and they have vitamins like B12 in them.
Huh.
And there is a push for guys to use these alternatives to chewing tobacco, because especially I think that chewing tobacco is way down around baseball, but in the past you'd see it everywhere. And whether it's sunflower seeds, gum, or some of these alternatives, now these groups and these companies will come into spring training and they'll each have like a little expo day where they'll like set up on like the picnic tables outside of like the batting cages. And they'll be like, hey, you know, player XYZ, do you want to try this? And they'll give them a bunch of free stuff. And they'll say like, hey, if you want to use this, then, you know, we'll like send you this and you could be a good role model for kids. So it's funny that you say that. I don't know about the exact Big League Chew. I love Big League Chew and I chew it myself because it's a delicious bubble gum, but it's funny to see that there are all these companies, and whether it's, you know, tobacco alternatives, or if it's guys, you know, selling anything from bats and gloves and batting gloves, trying to get players to sign out with them, to cowboy boots, to watches, to jewelry. Like, they come and they come hawking at spring training. Uh-huh. It's pretty interesting to see kind of the flea market that sets up and these vendors that get their opportunity down here.
You know, alternatively, this interview actually brought to you by Bubble Tape. It's 6 feet of bubble gum for you, not them. No, actually, you have some great people that are setting you up.
Bubble Tape. Oh, I love Big League Chew even more. Yeah. I love Big League Chew. The purple grape Big League Chew. That was my thing.
Oh, yeah. That was very good. Well, you actually have some really great people that are helping you get down there.
Yeah, thank you so much to the Davey Tree Expert Company. And, you know, it's fun to be down here. So, like you said, follow us on social media, not just me, but follow Camel X Sports on Instagram, Facebook as well. I feel like I have no voice right now just because we've been doing so much stuff over the last few days. But Sam Masterson is absolutely kicking butt down here, doing a great job for us. You can see our Alex Reyes interview from today. We're going to have the commissioner, Rob Manfred, from Major League Baseball on our Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day show tomorrow night. That's from 7 until 9 on KMOX. And, yeah, hope we get to do a lot more of these chats while I'm down here for the next, I think I'm down here for 3 more weeks, so looking forward to it.
Glad you're comfortable. Glad things are going well. Chris Raby from Florida, thanks for joining us here on Overnight America.
All right, buddy, thanks.
And you know, I am going to check in with him more, so I do look forward to it. Coming up, I want to talk about the candy program that's been halted here in St. Louis because of some people not liking it, which I thought it was a pretty cool idea, but maybe you feel different. I don't hate the idea, handing out candy to kids by the police. We'll get to that. There's been a lot of outrage, it seems like, but I think it's unwarranted. That's right after the weather on Overnight America, KMOX.
St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. News Radio 1120, KMOX. Depend on it.
You know, for some reason, I'm getting made fun of about this whole popcorn debate that I brought up on social media. I'll bring that up later in the show, but there's an update to the candy program that was announced by the St. Louis police. So originally, John Hayden, the new police chief, said starting tomorrow, St. Louis police officers will begin to distribute candy from their patrol cars to build relationships with youth in our community. It's little things that often do the most good, which I agree. Little things do a lot of good. So police officers in general are going to be, and here in St. Louis, are spending a lot more time trying to outreach to different neighborhoods and communities because they want to be able to get to know the people in those communities. So if they are called out, they at least know who they're dealing with. So, for example, we've heard of stories nationwide where there's been people called out, police officers cold called out, and they didn't realize certain demographics of a neighborhood. Like one I'm thinking in particular, I can't remember exactly where it happened, but let's say they're called to a neighborhood and a person is maybe deaf and they're trying to get this person and they're trying to yell commands at a person. Like, let's say they believe the person may have a weapon or whatever it may be, and they're yelling commands at someone and they think they're being ignored, but they don't realize the person's deaf, and it could end in a tragedy because of a misunderstanding. Now, the police don't know it, and then the person that might have been hurt by the police wouldn't know it either. Now, we've heard of situations like that, or in some cases, it's people with like a mental disability and they don't realize or they're not as cognitive to understand what's going on. But one way to combat that is to get regular police officers to regularly monitor and get to know different neighborhoods and communities. If they're walking the streets, if they're talking to the people, and they're getting to know these people. So if they're called out in a case of an emergency or something that's going on, and they'll say, well, you know what? Actually, I know this person. They just can't hear me. They have terrible hearing. And it could be an easy way to de-escalate things once you're familiar. I hate to bring up my father-in-law, but he was a postal carrier. He's retired now. And as he would walk the neighborhood, he got to know all the people just by observing how they would, you know, if they were at home at the time, if they were coming out working on their yard, he would talk to them. If they had dogs or other animals out in the yard, he used to give little bone treats to the dogs, and the dogs absolutely loved him. He never had an issue with animals. Why? Because the dogs looked forward to seeing him because they knew every time the postman came by, he got a bone. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but what I'm saying is when you become familiar with the people and you know them and you could de-escalate things, and they become, and they know you, so they can trust you. Like, if you're coming into an area and they need help and they're afraid to talk to the police or call the police, they'll be more comfortable to do so. They won't be hesitant to do so because they know, hey, I know this guy. I've seen him before. I've talked to him before. He's a good guy. I don't feel bad calling these people out. So if you're trying to build trust in the community, you have to interact with the community. If you're trying to build trust with the youth in a community, you have to find ways to do that too. You just can't have police officers going up and playing pickup basketball games all the time. They don't got time for that. But, you know, if they're on the street and they're driving through a neighborhood and there's some kids out there and the parents are out there, I don't see a problem with the kids coming up and accepting candy from police officers, you know, especially if the parents are right out there with them. You know, if it's okay. I don't think there were the intention was to go and just solicit candy to anyone that wanted to run up through their cruiser. But the candy program that was announced on Sunday, already nixed by St. Louis police just before 5 o'clock on Tuesday, Police Chief John Hayden tweeted, "Your voices have been heard. The donated candy will be used for other projects, not for curbside handouts to youth. I appreciate your constructive feedback." Bummer. I think this is actually a good program. I like the idea. I thought it was a good thing for them to do. It was a good step. And quite frankly, I'm kind of disappointed they're not going to be able to do it. I think the naysayers have been very vocal because they feel it's like, aren't we trying to teach our kids not to take candy from strangers? I think it's a little different when you're in a marked police car in a marked police uniform when you are the police. You know, I think it's different. When it's not some dude rolling up in a white van with no windows and saying, "Hey, kids, you want some candy?" It's a completely different thing. What do you think? Do you think this is a... I've heard both ways on this. I actually wish this program would continue. I thought it was a good idea. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let me take a couple calls on this. And let me get to Mike, who's calling in from St. Louis. Mike, what's up?
About this candy program?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
A little kindness goes a long way. But it also makes me think, why not go farther than that? Sometime if they can have some other extra police trucks going to neighborhoods, give them ice cream. They would love the ice cream more than the candy.
You know, they do that. Actually, they've done it for the last couple summers. I think they've done that.
Well, I haven't seen her do Mr. Softly, but that's nothing like Mr. Softly. But you know another thing, if you let me tell you real quick, not to get off, and you had that trivia, Johnny Rabbit, you was at today.
Yeah.
And don't stop the Overnight America. I'll give you something trivia. Maybe Johnny Rabbit don't even know, and I like Johnny Rabbit. He's a good man.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, asked him about Rio Theater or yourself. Did you know they actually brought a live horse into the Rio Theater, and it was Fess Parker? Did you know about that?
Don't know. You know who would know about either Johnny or Harry Hamm might know about that. He's very big into the theater history as well. I'll have to ask them. So a live horse where? Regal Theater?
Yes, Regal Theater.
What was the show for?
It was just a regular theater. You could go in there real cheap and watch movies. Sometimes they have corn tunes. You could watch all day for like 25 cents. Not today, but that was really neat. And I had to work allowances. But I can't remember everything, but his name was Fess Parker. He actually brought the real live horse right into the theater, and I never forgot it.
Like, what would the horse do? It would just show up and you'd go pet it?
No. The actor, Fess Parker. And the movie, I think, was Ask Johnny Rabbit, was called Smokey, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh. All right. Live animals, I guess, have been used in theater, but I'll have to ask about that. Hey, thanks for sharing that, Mike.
Don't stop the Overnight America. You're great on that. Don't listen to people.
At the very start, you like that long overnight?
Yes, I do.
Good.
I love it.
Hey, thank you, Mike, for that. Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I'm getting some text messages in, too. I think some people kind of like the idea. I don't think Mike's alone. I don't think I'm alone. I think St. Louis police had something good there. You know, unfortunately, there's always going to be criticism for anything you do. I think they might have given up on this idea too quick. I don't know if they're going to find a better way to utilize it. But no, they do the ice cream truck. They've been doing that the last couple of summers. In fact, I even interviewed someone last year about it, an update on how the program was going. They go to different neighborhoods. They play the music. They give the ice cream out. Kids love it. Parents love it. They don't have to pay for it. And it's another way to outreach to the children. I think it's a good idea. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
Cardinals baseball is back.
Welcome to the show!
It's the first exhibition game of spring training this Friday as the Cards face Miami. Mike Shannon and John Rooney bring you all the action beginning at 11:55 on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
See producer Mike watching the hockey game right now in the Olympics over on CNBC. He told me to turn it on, so we have it on here in the studio too. you know, it's pretty neat. Live hockey going on at 11:48 p.m. on a Tuesday night in St. Louis, Missouri. But, okay, I'm going to say spoiler alert. I mean, I know some people may be watching this, some not. So if you don't want to know the outcome of this game, just plug your ears for like 5 seconds. So it's the semifinals. Team USA just lost to, who are they playing? Is that the Czech Republic or something? Yeah, bummer. Okay, so hopefully we'll be able to get more hockey. All right, so what are we doing here? There's a new story out at KMOX.com. St. Louis police candy program halted after public criticism. You know, I think this is a worthwhile program. I feel like they shouldn't give up on this just yet. Let me get to CJ, who's calling in. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is, I understand how they're going, but, you know, it's like I usually sometimes I'll hand out coloring books, and I've handed out Hot Wheels before.
Okay. Oh, are you an officer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wonderful. So how does that work? Are the kids really receptive to that?
Well, I work in the county, but yeah, they kind of like it. I mean, the only thing bad about it is, like, at least in the baseball cards, the kids have run up, we got a serious call, shots fired, maybe ring up the car, baseball cards.
I see.
And we got a guy running around with a gun, and they're, can I get some candy? And it's like, I'm busy right now. Then you turn them down, and then, you know, it's like,
I see. So it could be effective, but at the same time, if you're at an emergency, you don't want those kids to be running to where you are because they are looking to get something.
Yeah, then they've got to worry about the kids.
Yeah,
and you know, on a serious call, just.
In radio, we have to go to a lot of parades, and they always warn you, don't throw candy at the parades because you don't want the kids running into the street and accidentally getting hit. So it's kind of like that same thing. It could be something accidental could happen where they're trying to get the candy or whatever it may be. You know, I've never thought of it that way, CJ, so there could be a safety concern.
Yeah, because, you know, you're like a man with a gun, you know, running around in the house or something like that. Next thing you know, the kids are running towards the car. And like, you know,
Well, let me ask you this one thing, though. Does it help for you to get to know the people in a community this way so you kind of get familiar and they get familiar with you?
Yeah, because, you know, they put us in these steel cars and it cuts down on we call it communications. That's why the days of the bike patrol became pretty effective.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to people, you're not driving around in a steel shell.
Yeah.
You know, isolated from everybody and the, you know, foot patrols, and, you know, they try to get out there and talk to people. I mean,
okay.
I've been doing this almost 30 years, so I've seen a lot of changes.
Wow.
I mean, so.
A lot of changes then. Hey, thank you for your service and thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, I never thought of that. In fact, there could be some safety issues that may be conflict. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Let me go to Brian, who's calling in. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Ryan?
Good.
Good. I'm referring to the guy that called in about the horse that went on the stage, live stage.
Yeah, Mike called that in, yeah.
Well, he mentioned the actor Fess Parker, and he played Daniel Boone on the TV series.
Okay. See, I don't know any of that.
F-E-S-S Parker, yeah. You've never seen the Daniel Boone show?
No. I know who he is, but yeah, I've never saw the show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know that.
When he
said that name, Fess Parker.
Yeah.
It was a show I watched as a youngster.
Did you see the horse in person when it came around here to St. Louis?
No, I did not. I did not see that, but it sounds believable.
They would bring the horse out. Yeah, I guess so. You know, every once in a while, they'll do those type of gimmicky things at radio stations. I heard of a radio station where it was like the Emperor's Horse of Japan was in town, and they would bring it up to the studio as if there was any value to the listener other than the DJs, I guess, talking about it or reacting to having a horse in the studio. Yeah, I don't know what you do. It'd be weird if someone walked
around. Well, I would probably guess that the horse was beautiful.
Probably. Kind of neat to a gimmicky, sure,
I mean,
but
would
you know any different? Like, could you just find a local horse that looked like it and just say it was that? I mean, no one would know.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know,
It's like there was a million lassies out there because they could pass off the dog as a lassie.
Yeah. I spent a lot of years on my grandpa's farm, and horses were involved, and cows, and wheat, and corn, soybeans. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. You were on a farm, Brian?
My grandpa had about a 250-acre farm.
Okay.
Working farm.
You said soybeans. Did you do corn? Did you say that?
Corn, wheat.
Okay.
Soybeans, yes.
Okay, so here's a question. I was debating this with my wife earlier, and maybe you could help with some expertise. Does corn count as a vegetable?
Corn is a vegetable.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so is popcorn a vegetable?
Yes.
All right. That's a good yes. I'm getting a lot of criticism. My wife and I, for whatever reason, have been debating this at the house. She is saying no, I'm saying yes. It has caused quite the riff in the family right now because neither of us are willing to back down on our thoughts on this. Hey, thank you, Brian.
Well, Ryan, I know about life, and I think this is very awesome that you and your wife are having this rift because it creates comedy, it creates drama, and I know how relationships are, right?
Yeah, it's the little things.
Yeah, it's a good thing, yeah.
All right, hey, thank you, Brian.
Hey, Ryan, it's good talking with you.
You know what, the next thing that's going to happen is that we up the wager, so I say, honey, whoever's wrong has to do dishes for a week or something like that. We used to play card games. Like, this is back before we had our son. So if there was a bunch of dishes done in, there was a whole sink. This is before we had a dishwasher. It was a place we were renting when we were just married in Ohio. And I remember this, a stack full of dishes. Neither of us wanted to do it. So he said, let's play a game of war. Pulled out the cards. I said, I can certainly beat my wife in a game of war. Well, boy, was I wrong. And boy, did she rub it in my face for the next month. So I'm almost afraid to do that style of bet with my wife anymore, because if I do lose, then I'm going to hear about it forever. But it's interesting, the debate about the St. Louis Police Candy Program. I like that John Hayden is trying to find more ways to reach out to the different neighborhoods and communities. I think it's a good approach. You know, Daryl Isom, by the way, I had a great sit down with him for an upcoming profile, the former police chief, and I asked him about that, and I said, what do you think of him? What do you think of their approaches? And he likes him. He likes the people that they've surrounded, the people that Mayor Crewson have put into command for John Hayden and the other people around him. So there's a lot of optimism for this. I think they have some good ideas. I'm hoping that it does pay a dividend once they start getting on a street-by-street basis. You know, coming up, I want to give an update on what's going on with the gun debate. There was somewhat of a vote, but not a really, because it was basically a suppressed vote down in Florida. The Florida House declines to take up an assault weapons ban. President Trump talking about this, same thing with the White House press corps. Since yesterday they were off for President's Day, there really wasn't a lot of questions and answers, so we're back at it today. What does the president think about certain things? Bump stocks, age limits, safety protocol, what should we be doing next? So in fact, we are going to be talking about that and getting an update in the next hour. Maybe I'll even open up the phone calls for people that want to debate me. I do think popcorn should be considered a vegetable because corn, I believe, is, don't give me the thumbs down. I don't care what people technically think. I don't care what Wikipedia says. I'm talking about, like, I want to know what your common sense says. That's what I want to hear. You know, my wife brought up the point that, well, does French fries count as a vegetable too? Because, you know, it is potatoes. I said, yeah, they would. Growing up, my mom was very much like, you listen, there's tomatoes and pizza. I mean, think of all the other healthy things that are in there. Cheese could be healthy for you. You know, that's dairy. Pepperoni, get a little meat on top. Pizza's great for you. It's like, Mom, now you're talking my language. Now, when I grow up now, I know it's a completely different thing. We can't feed our kid pizza every night, but he does enjoy it. My kid just finally started to enjoy pepperonis. He never liked pepperonis up until recently. Now that we have, like in the house, when we start making our own pizzas and things, he loves to do that. As long as he's got water to drink, he thinks they're too spicy, but he's starting to eat the spicy stuff, which is kind of exciting too. That's completely off topic, but maybe break things up for what's going to be happening next when we get more serious. The gun debate in the control of what's going to happen with them in the United States, if there's going to be serious action made after what happened in Florida, or if there's actually going to be some logical debate or talk about what would be the most effective thing to do. I had a revelation about something earlier today that I want to share with you, too. It's kind of interesting, but I think it all plays together. And we'll take some of your calls next on Overnight America, KMOX.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.